Medina, they have one stone Kaaba, they call it. And it is regarded that some Indian gurus is in the Shila for worship. And the other day, we were in Dubai, and Indian consulate came there, who was working in Saudi Arabia. So he clearly told me that still there is Shivalinga underneath the stone. And the king, before he starts the religious festival, he does a visit to that Shivalinga. They don't propagate, they don't canvas these things. But eventually, the root cause is very cultural. Then according to time and circumstances, somebody has made some changes here and there. But the root, that is a merciful attitude, can never be ignored from any faith. The common examples are the Muhammad Peygamber. Then in Arabia, you might have visited those countries. Must have been in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. They put on the ground, you know, while down. So it's like a skirt. It's a big, big round area. So after lunch, he was sleeping one day. His gown was lying on the ground. So it so happened that Krishna, cat came and took less of his gown. And when he woke up, he saw the cat sleeping there. So he didn't want to disturb his sleep. Cat sleep, yes. So he cut that part of the gown and went away. So man who is merciful to cat, how can he insist on the other kind of good or violence? But somehow is there some way he misdirected. And same thing we do in Christianity, you know better than me. Then Christ speaks of the lamb, you know. Was it lamb or sick lamb? And he wanted to tend it. So once we had got the original Bible from Tibet, monastic, and it was written in Arabic language, and it was translated. Even now that copy is available in England. And all the Vedic culture tenets are there. The reincarnation was discussed there. The vegetarianism was there. Everything was there. So these changes are afterwards, just for the convenience of somebody's convenience. So the point is, the Vedic culture is the root culture. And we should be proud of Srila Prabhupada that he is the only kind of saint that he could open the doors of this culture. And the people there already belonging to Vaishnava cult. And they are born Vaishnava. Even then we didn't know anything. And still we read his books. So that time we are completely lacking in the dark. So proposed books will give you everything. Provided submissively we approach the book. And try to remember that the approaching Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or any other Grantha is mentioned in Bhagavatam itself and how to approach. He says that this is the way and we cannot change the way. The authority has given the way. Shukadeva Goswami says that you have decided to study Bhagavatam. So you should be, please be clear in your mind that that Shrivan, that is the first stage. And we are hearing, you know? Now you are hearing. And you are heard enough. You may even hear more in the, during the course time. So the first stage is Shrivan. And as we know very well, the Shrivan is very important. This sense of hearing is developed in the womb of the mother when we are 4 months old in the mother. Since that time, we hear. And that's why Vedic tradition is that when the lady is pregnant, then we don't utter nonsensical words. And we make sure that she always visits the temple, hears Ramayana or Bhagavatam or whatever. We were in Seoul Street, it's about 15 years ago. And I was sitting in the temple, and two people from South India came to London. And they looked like brothers. So one was sitting there, and I was Ram Bhakta. And the other one was staring at me, I'm Krishna Bhakta. Chaitanya looked at Brahmadin. Yes, yes, brothers. Now, if you have one example, then another one is Krishna. So the first one said, when I was in the womb of my mother, my mother is Ramayana. That's right. And the other one I told you, when I was in the womb of my mother, she read Bhagavatam and Krishna. And they are really correct. Because they hear, the children in the womb also, they hear. So screaming and shouting and food, irregular food habits are completely stopped when the pregnancy starts. This is a very great. So that from the beginning, the sound is cultivated. So unwanted and disturbed population doesn't come into the society. These are all regulated population and completely cultivated population comes out of the womb. And as soon as the living entity comes out, again the agriculture samskaras are there. And those different samskaras very seriously were followed. The point is that just to belong to the agriculture is not enough. We have to change our lifestyle to suit this root culture. I am very proud about Orthodox Christianity. One of my disciples is in modern country. What is Croatia? Former Yugoslavia. And he is Muslim. And he was with me nearly 10 years, 12 years ago in Bhaktivinoda Manor for only 2 days. And since then he was ringing me and continuing to study the books and keeping intact his Krishna consciousness. In Muslim, he is the only Krishna devotee there. But here in the other day, now he came to Singapore, he came to India also. So he is well convinced. A Muslim can be satisfied with our culture. It's surprising. And not to mention really, you are all Christians. And then you have founded something here. Otherwise you are not sitting here. The thing is, we are all hankering, living part and parcel of Krishna. Our eternal hankering is, we must get in touch with Krishna. We may call any name, millions of names. But the Supreme Absolute Truth should be in our sight. And we should be connected to Him. Otherwise, the life becomes completely boring, useless. You know what is happening. So these are the few things which we must remember before we go to discuss our seriousness on Srimad Bhagavatam. And apart from this, the age in which we are born, it also demands something from us. Unfortunately, the economic system, political systems, all isms, everything is completely empty God consciousness. So it's a big test for us. It's only with the Prabhupada's help we may try to win over these things. And these things, because they are empty God conscious, they always create disturbance in our mind. I don't know whether you know, in England, they call it poll tax. So everybody who is over 80 has to pay the tax. And it's £2 a week. In rupees if you tell, it should be about 750 rupees now. So every week on Monday, we have to pay 150 rupees just to stay on that island. And indirect taxes are again above this tax. Then again there are corporation tax. Again there are income taxes and so many other taxes. So all these things create great disturbance in the mind. And with the disturbance, how hard you try to come to the pages of Bhagavatam, you may read, you will not understand. This is a test in this age. Apart from that, the characteristics of Kali Yuga is that we are short-lived. Not because of the scarcity of food, but because of our irregular habits. Fortunately, we are under the shadow of Srila Prabhupada, and we are following some regulation. But even then, that's not enough. We should try. You are all leaders. And that's why you are here, to increase your depth of the devotional service. We are shallow at the moment. The shallow of a haphazard attitude to devotional service will never help us. I'm sorry for this situation, but the fact is fact. And in order to go deep into these things, these disturbances have got to be removed. Those who are lucky enough to be in the temple, they are less disturbance. So they may have to struggle with their mind. But then the disturbance is there. But the kind is different, let's say. Outside people, they are worried about these expenses, higher prices, and day-to-day life. Inside people, they are at ease regarding these things, but then they have to struggle with their mind. So somehow or other, disturbance is always there. And because of this disturbance, the first thing we do inside the temple or outside the temple, that we are irregular. And the first thing we are irregular in is Mayati. Then we have to have the roll call and this and that. Roll calls can't help us. This is not the police department, yeah? And we are not paying the salaries or anything. It's all voluntary service. It should be your heart must be convinced. And your mind will follow. Because this is a heart-to-heart matter. It's nothing to do with the mind. Krishna says, I am situated in your heart. Sarasya Charam, here is a minister. It's situated in the heart. And if you cannot control the mind, then Ramam Sarva Bhutan, Yantra Bhutani Maya, that is his way. He can speak, but then lends it over to the illusory energy. And then you keep on wondering, here, there. This increases our disturbance. The point is, with the disturbed mind, you can never concentrate. So what is the remedy for it then? Disturbance is there, short-lived life is short. Then again, there's resilience and so many other things. It's all included under the heading of disturbance. So there must be some way out of it, how to get rid of it. But we are same human beings, and our sanity forces us to come to the practical level. There is beauty of our preaching institution, whatever it is called. In this society also, we have innumerable problems, as you know. Nothing to hide about it. So many problems we are facing. And people may not accuse us. This society is full of problems. This one fall down, that fell down, that fell down, that fell down. It's bound to be there. We are a living society. If it is a dead society, then no problem. Problem is a disease, isn't it? Problem is disease. So suppose the man is deceased. If that is proof that he is alive, then dead man doesn't have any disease. Is that dead man can have any disease? How do you know? Dead man can't have disease, isn't it? So our society has proved that we have problems. Society is alive. It's very correct. Other societies are dead society. Only on Sunday they open, there is a brush of the clothes, and come on, put money, collect money, and go away anyway. And there is no problem. Because there is nothing is going on. In our temples, as you know, you please be clear about these things. So you can face the public, or at least your own mind. This is public. How we are alive? The first thing we have There is more there, more there. Then we have worship of the Lord from 4 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. So 2 times at least minimum is in the races. So there are boundary problems. We have to have pujaris, regularly cooks to offer, prepare offering, that sort of thing. So problems are bound to be there. If you stop this tomorrow, worship, then there is no problem. So this is a life symptom of the society. Then definitely we don't hide our things. We have problems, it doesn't matter. But sometimes we are continuing. We move over in so many temples. And any temple wherein I see that 4:30 exactly in that is going on, then I tell them everything is all right here. But then there is some organization. And how Mangalati can be at 4:30? And this is our nobody. Only in Iskon. Here we stay in Dwarka, and in Dwarkadish temple, main temple, Mangalati is at 7. So I told him, hey, why? We are having Mangalati at 4:30. So why not? He said, ours is a king. He is covered in Munda. He gets a while in Munda. Here he takes rest. I told him, it's not Krishna is taking rest, and last week you are taking rest. Yeah. So there are so many ways to convince our mind that we need rest in Mangalati. And apart from that, in other Sampradayas, I saw that Mangalati is at 10 o'clock in the morning. I say, right, from Mukherjee comes at 10 o'clock. What do you mean? Can't he come according to Krishna's times? Or Krishna has got to be ready to follow his timings? This is the mistake we commit in the society. And no wonder such a long worship is going on, so many offerings are going on, dresses are to be changed, so many people are involved. So there are bound to be some absentees, some problems. And no wonder. Then the second thing we do, this is the only society which has printed political literature in such a large quantity. Nearly millions of Bhagavatam sets are printed. Bhagavatam set is bulk here, it's not only 100 pages. In every country, this set is very popular. And so far, since last 35 years, we have distributed millions of sets, and again they are going to be distributed daily. There is no so even Christianity can compete with us regarding printing. And not only our Bhagavad Gita goes in billions. And even now that hot cake is sold. The other day I was driving to somebody, some house in Rajkot, and he was explaining that if you read this Bhagavad Gita, your problem will be over. So that means faith. By buying this book, my problem will over, or I will take 100. So in 100 rupees you want to get rid of the problems. Did you know that unless he reads and put into practice, the problems will not be over? So this is second life symptom. And the third one is prasadam. It's not two dinners. Our prasadam is full plate. Kisri or whatever. The aroma will be again. Eight times you go, something you will get. Or you can have food distribution or something like that. Here it says so. Large quantity is going on. So this is third life symptom. And the fourth one, because this is the only society which is really carrying on the preaching. And that's why you're here. And when you increase the potency of your preaching, you're here. And these are the minimum four life symptoms. And that's why our potency is much more intensive than the other societies. We don't compete with anybody. And we don't claim that we are number one. But I will guarantee you that we are second to none. There is no need of claiming. But it's obvious that we are second to none. And why? Because the seva is going on. Unless seva is going on, the temple or the society or whatever you call it is completely dead. There is a lot of them. Please remember these things. And try to remove the disturbance from your mind. Then one point again will add in order to be at ease. If you are at ease, then you can do anything very nicely. And if you are not at ease, means you are diseased, you know? You are not at ease, means you are diseased. Some disease generation we can't do it. So how do we bring back ourselves from dis-ease to ease? That is, we have to learn. And unless we, leaders like you in the temples, unless you are at ease, how can you spread the ease to the general public? So, by intensive study of Srimad Bhagavatam, comparing with the different centers, you come across the answer for these things. Particularly, the unfriendly devotees were never disturbed, because their shelter is very strong. If the father is very strong, the son is very, very happy and he is respected everywhere. But the father is very strong. If the father is weak, the children never suffer. Here, we are the supreme absolute truth as our father. Nobody can compete with him. He is one and one only. We are lucky to be very nice with each other, only connected to him. Because we don't have to worry at all. Tasma, Bharat Sarvatma, Bhagavan, Ishwaro Harini, Shrutamiha Kirti Tavesya, Ichitam Abhayam, if you want Abhay, then you should be popular. Tasma, we are all in a precarious condition. Therefore, Tasma, Bhaya Sarvatma, he is the super soul existing in everybody's heart. That is known as Sarvatma. Bhagavan, he is Bhagavan. In the first canto, in the second chapter, in I think verse number 11, he gives the three realizations of the Absolute Truth. Can you say that? Yeah, that's it. Vadanti, Tattva Vidas Tattva, Tattva Vijnana Uyan, and then three realizations. Himyati, Paramatmati, Bhagavanmati. So they are only after Bhagavan. Supreme Absolute Truth. We don't touch the impersonal aspect of Supreme Absolute Truth. And we know localized aspect, but even then we don't stop there. Jnanis only go up to the impersonal aspect. Then yogis may go ahead and stop at localized aspect. The devotees never stop. So they go further now and they can realize Bhagavan. Tasmad Bharat Saratma. Bhagavan. And this Bhagavan, again there is the adjective Ishwara, controller, supreme controller. And if he is supreme controller, nothing to worry about. Supreme will, controller, is ready to have a friendship with us. What is that word in Bhagavad Gita? Bhuktaram Saranayatnatam, Saravokimeshwaram, Dhanam, Suriram Saravokutam, Surim. It's a heart-to-heart connection. If the husband and wife has a heart-to-heart connection, then they belong to the different bodies of the same soul. Suriram, Ru, means heart. When the Kali Yuga approaches, media is coming and the clashes are there. Otherwise there is no need of it. Suriram, sir, such a big person, he is Suriram. Some rich person comes and he becomes friendly to us. He has so very active. And he is friend, he is ready to give the hand of the friendship to us, and we are not proud of him. That is a pitiable situation. So this way, taking help from this, we must be at ease. Never should we dis-ease. Never. Dis-ease is not our way. If the body is diseased, what are you going to do? The first requirement. And then again, if you go to Ayurvedic Shastra, you know, medical, Vedic medical Shastra. But again, there is nice work written by Dhanvantari, who is incarnation for medical science. And he is writing clearly that these Krishna's names are given in one line. Achyut Ananta Govinda. Achyut Ananta Govinda, Namat Charana Vesida. So the pronunciation of these names is the medicine. He is Ramban medicine. The error of Lord Ram will never miss the target. And this is a medicine for any ailment. There is no need of any specialist. When we are young children, we have doctor, he doctor. He doctor for everything. But slowly we knew, third doctor is different. Eye specialist is different. Third doctor, dentist is different. This is the silly thing. And then you are doctor. Your doctor, yes. One body you have to know, that's it. So I should know, you know only throat. Why should you know only lungs? Why should you know this hand or this hand? No. This is the Kali Yuga, completely misdirection. And this is, if you remember, Achyut Ananta Govinda, Nanam Charan, Deshada, Nashanti Saklaha Ruga, all diseases vanish. Completely destroyed, uprooted. And satyam satyam vadami ham. This is the truth I'm telling, nothing but the truth. You are the great bow in the court, and you start speaking lies. You are the mother of your lie. He uses this medicine to be at ease and not diseased. The result of this, ignoring this advice, is the disease. As soon as you ignore this, the concomitant misery has to follow. As soon as you disbelieve in the supremeness of your truth as a person, then concomitant misery will be immediately creeping in. There is no delay. And this, in order to remove this, this is, we have to come to this conclusion. And apart from this, there is another thing which helps to increase our ease, and that is santosh, satisfaction. It's very difficult. Very difficult. You want to satisfy Krishna, and one of the things he requires is satisfaction in any condition of life. These buildings are beautiful, but these are meant for Guru. Or the temple building is very beautiful. That building is meant for the temple. Our residence can be very simple. Today we may have rooms or whatever. Tomorrow we may have to sleep under a tree. Doesn't matter. The tree is much better than the room. Krishna has given AC in there. Cool, you know? Shadow is very cool. And you feel much more relieved. And if you want to install AC in your own room, you have to block the whole air first, and then put the silly box there, and then the burnt air we take, and again the bill has to be paid. Krishna doesn't say, send the bill so far. Bhima will, in the later part of the Kali Yuga, he will start the office to send the bills. But this is the satisfaction is the first thing. He says that if you want to satisfy me, then he has given three things to follow. This is the formula, easiest formula to satisfy Krishna. And there is nice version, Dayaya Sarvabhutesha. Dayaya, that is merciful attitude to everybody. All living entities. So to cats, dogs, cows, whatever. You cannot be cruel to everybody. And that's why, in Vishnu Bhaktas, first thing they do is to control their tongue and not to touch the flesh, meat or eggs. Well, basic merciful attitude is there. No living entity should be harmed. No discrimination is there. These are the few things which are included in the Daya. The second thing is, as I told you, this formula has three things. First one, that you have to be merciful, that is a limitation. Because all you need it is. Then, santoshta ena kenava. This is the point I'm driving you at. Santosh, completely satisfied, ena kenava, in any situation of life. Today there is a nice situation, tomorrow it isn't very nice. Again it will come back, again it will go back. Doesn't matter. What happens materially, you are not worried at all. When you have full faith, Krishna mare rakhege, you are sukhin you, what will do with survive? Or Krishna rakhe, mare ge. You have full faith in this. And as soon as you have put full faith in the supreme of the truth, then you are satisfied. We may think that this is bad for me, but you think that it is good for you. So we have to depend on his wish. He can't do anything. So this is the second thing, very important. And then again, one thing follows. But how to be satisfied? Unless you control your senses, you can never be satisfied. So the third thing is, sarva indriyeshu prashantya, complete satisfaction in all the senses. Five sense organs, five knowledge acquiring senses, and 10 sense objects, plus controlling mind, controlling sense, everything is complete at ease. The satisfaction will give you a very nice health, and good health will give you sound mind. And sound mind will give you the clear intelligence. And clear intelligence will take you beyond the intellectual field. And beyond, he is there. Paratas Kusaha. He doesn't belong to intellectual level also. Till intellectual level, we are mental. And we are beyond mental attitude. That's why those who are too much attracted to the material things, without fail, they are on mental level. So then I run around to grab the buildings, to grab the land, to grab the money. Everything comes in there. Trail of these things come as soon as you are attached. So detachment, and that your understanding detachment, will give you the satisfaction. Then you will be satisfied. These things are the prelude to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. And after this, then we come to the pages of Bhagavatam. Then as soon as you come to the first canto, first two to hell, you know, each canto has its own purpose. Whole Bhagavatam has its own purpose. Then each chapter has its own purpose. Each shloka has its own purpose. Each word has its own significance. So these, all these things should be clear to you. And then we may understand the seed verses. This is where the seed verses creep in. Because those are the fundamental principles. From all the 18,000 verses. And you can test this, you can take any verse, and the seed ideas must be present there. That's the initial thing. As soon as you hear some, first sunna, then you start understanding the supatthana. So now we have come to the supatthana stage. Now we know that I have got to control my senses. I have sorted out my material problems regarding income, particularly. Kali Yuga is there, everybody wants money. So we have to sort out these problems. Then we are inside, in the temple or outside. He will cause the disturbance. So as soon as these saintly disorder, and suppose, after trying very hard we are not able to say, sort out, even then we should never be discouraged. Then leave it to Krishna, he will sort out. But we are satisfied that I tried my best. I couldn't do it. So my father will do it. And he is very kind. As soon as you go there, he will definitely grant you fearlessness. Lord Ram says in Ramayana, it's the best verse in the Ramayana. He says, Sukrut eva pratamayas. Sukrut eva pratamayas. Tava asmi iti chayasate. The first line is, Sukrut. Good activities are at your credit. And the best activity there is that we have started remembering Krishna through mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You are completely attached to this Sukrut having. And then you go to have the audience of Krishna. Anikshanam, darshan, the audience of the Lord. At 4 o'clock, we are eager to have the audience of the Lord. And every day, we have a new experience. Every day, that is completely different. Frankly speaking, we are always having darshan on the same deity. But every day we crowd around. There must be some change in there. And this is tava asmi pajya, iti chayacha. And we join our hands, like this. And completely go together, like this. Not like that. It's not half-hearted. It's complete ceremony. And then we raise our hands also. You know, these soldiers, when they surrender, they raise their hands. When the opposite enemy soldiers, they surrender, they raise their hands. You ever see?
Yes.
You stand, and like this. We also surrender. Not, I'm not using my pistol at you. Please. Surrender. Tava asmi. I'm yours. He teaches yachate. Those who beg like this to Lord. Sukrudeva prapanna, yes. Tava asmi he teaches yachate. So these two lines, we have in our own part. Tava asmi he teaches yachate. Abhayam sarvadat asmi. To those people, I definitely grant abhaya, that is fearlessness. And that's why we are fearless. Our Shendra is Mahan, very great. Travasmita Jyasare, and we will beg to him that please I am yours. And he says, Abhayam sarvada tasmai, dadami etat vrtam mama. He says, it's my vow. If somebody surrenders, I grant him fearlessness. And this puts us correctly on the platform of studying Bhagavatam. Otherwise, the fear and so many anxieties. You may have opened the book, you may read, but nothing goes in. If nothing goes in, as I told you, he is beyond the intellect. So how can you go beyond the intellect? You are not touching even the intellect. This is the greatest danger. And then we think, there was in 20 years of study, nothing is happening. It should happen. But we are going on a correct path. So don't get fed up, please. It's a very lengthy process in a way. But patience and perseverance will definitely take you ahead. Double B they call it. Patience and perseverance. Suppose you are admitted in the hospital. You say you are a patient. He cuts your finger and he says, you are a patient. I mean, you are operating my finger and I should not scream. You are a patient, keep quiet. Here also Krishna says, you are a patient. You are a diseased person, that's why you have come to me. And I am cutting out your diseased part. So we have to be very patient regarding the spiritual part. It's not a magic wand that somebody removes and you will get ahead. Patience is very important. And with patience, perseverance is needed. These qualify yourself to get in the pages of Bhagavatam. And then we may come to the platform of understanding the seed of trees or other verses. And then our intellectual capacity will be completely clear because it is completely pure. There is no malice in it. We love all the living entities. We are equipoised regarding everybody. And there is no dirt in our mind. It will give you the affirming vigor. Otherwise our faces will show the inner struggle. Please, we are one for all. We are coupled by the lotus feet of Krishna. and Srila Prabhupada, please, the results are definite. So don't worry about this. And increase your vigor. Your effulgence, your change must increase. And that is coming from the impersonal aspect of the spiritual. The effulgence of his vigraha is unlimitedly emanated from his vigraha. There is no limit to it. And there is no deterioration, avyaya. He is known as avyaya. There is no deterioration. But we are entering this vigraha by our nasty habits. And that is known as irregular habits in taking our food, in behaving with others, and we are completely nasty by our own nature. This has got to be stopped for good. Although in the end this will be very horrible, that these tendencies will force you to go down adhogati. Go down and down and down. Maam aprape eva. Yanti adhamam gatim. They don't attend to me and they glide down, down and down and down. And then you have to start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 84 lakhs, 8 million and 400,000. This is a horrible result if you don't follow the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. These, the lengthy discussion is required, because our behavior and our mind and our intelligence must be very transcendental, completely purified. Then abides the result. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, jnana yoga vyasthiti, Bhagavad Gita is clear. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, by a purified lifestyle, you will attain abhaya. And as soon as you are fearless, you are at ease then. And as soon as ease is there, mind will cooperate with you to obey your orders. Otherwise mind will dictate. And you know when the mind is dictating. So stop him dictating. And you dictate. That capacity you get from the study of these scriptures and darshan and ashtata by hearing Bhagavatam daily, by speaking about it. This capacity we have to take. And with this thing, then we develop completely satisfaction. We know that we are not in control. Yudhishthira Maharaj was lamenting seriously after the outcome of the Kurukshetra war. On Kaurava side, only 3 people survived. On Pandava side, there are 6 people survived. Nobody there. Such a big massacre was there. And Yudhishthira thought, he was always thinking that because of me, this thing. This jagat is not conducted by any living entity. It is Ishwara Vasham. It is sampurna complete, completely under control of the Supreme Lord's spiritual. And once this is clear, we are ready. Shusha is not there. No lamentation. Brahma Bhuta Prasamatma, no Shrotati, no Kamshati. This stage we have to come to. And then we may be able to cross over by His mercy, the intelligence. And as soon as we cross over the intelligence, He is there. That is His position. And what our mistake is great, that if we go to the mind level, then we go to the intellectual level, and when we don't find anything, we come back and lose our faith. Please don't do it. Think that your efforts are not enough to reach Him. So try again, try again, try again. And the day will come when you will have the face to face talk with Him. And not a single letter is wrong in this. And that's why these things have got to be followed before we even touch Bhagavan. So please, please, try to be seriously making yourself undisturbed and completely satisfied in our own situation. There is a nice verse, santosha srishu kartavya. In these 3 things you should be completely satisfied, he says. Santosha srishu kartavya. in these three things, following three things. And that is sudhare bhojane dhane. Sudhare means our own wife. Whatever wife you get, you should be completely satisfied. Whatever husband you get, you should be completely satisfied. What is your disaster? Every wife is a wife, every husband is a husband. By changing the partners, then you're going to get it. So this is the main thing. So that is bhojane. He eating whatever you get, he will completely satisfied. And then, well, according to your previous activities, we are going to get the wealth, according to your endeavor. So please be satisfied. Then, santosha stishu na kartave. Then there are three things in which you should never be satisfied. And what are those things?
Giving
done. Swadhyaya. Study of scriptures. In study of scriptures, you should never say, I have read Bhagavatam, I'm finished. No. It's not finished. Anand. Krishna is Anand. No end. So how can the Bhagavatam be end? There is no end to this. Either way, the Bhagavatam must be Anand. There is no different from Krishna. So unlimited study is there. And as I told you, you have to hear and study, and then you carry number of. Then again you have to think over it. And that's how you get into the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, if I can tell you, then you can try the heart of Krishna. And that's why he says, sadhu radhaniyam. In sadhu, simple people, or Vidyanam says, I am not sadhu. He is sadhu, he is simple habits. The simple person is known as straightforward person, he is known as sadhu. Sadhu radham name. So sadhu is my heart. And sadhu naam to radham. And I am the sadhu's heart. And why? Madhana teena janandi. Apart from me, they don't know anything. And naam te bhavanagavi. I also don't know anything apart from them. To win Krishna, this is the way. And that is why we are trying hard to understand the gist of Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise there is no use of it. It's our selfish interest to know, to be conversant, well conversant with this Supreme Scripture. So far, we are just grappling. Can't do anything. It's just coming. Is he here? Is he here? Is he here? Is he here? This is the thing to be understood. And as soon as you come to this level, and it's very easy, within a moment we can come. Because these are the very important thing, but don't think that they are very difficult. They are very easy. In any field, you may be outside the temple or inside the temple, doesn't matter at all. Wherever you are, this satisfaction is very easy. Then to take shelter of the Supreme Master of Truth, unchanging shelter, is very easy. And these two things will grant you everything. And ease, which is must for studying. And those who are conducting their own businesses or whatever, they should leave the worries to their offices and just come home and relax. Open Bhagavatam for your own. Everything is going on there. Without your attention also everything goes on. Or if something happens the next day, sort of. Those who are serving, they should concentrate on their service, do the duties expertly, and that way they will get ease. Any job you do, do it expertly. Those who are doing seva, they should be very much immaculate. Seva is Krishna and not different from Krishna. So these are the things which will qualify us to understand these three virtues. And again, as I told you, the whole Bhagavatam has one pointed instruction. And that is again, it is mentioned by Śrīla Gosvāmī in the 12th canto. He said that what is to be learned from Bhagavatam? In that verse you must be knowing him. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Diyam Yasmin Paramahansyam Ekam Amalam Jnanam Koi Giyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyama Vishrutam Tashvanavan Supatam Visarnataro Bhaktya Vimachena Naraha. And the whole Bhagavatam is gayer, put it somewhere nicely. One of our disciples is from Madras, and his name is Srimad or something. He is from Singapore. If you go to his house any time, somebody is singing Bhagavatam already. That is the way. Our house, you should not have a television voice. If you want to throw anything from your house, then please throw away the television. And don't give it to anybody else, you know. You break it and throw it. Nothing you can get from it. All the Christ from America is pouring into your kitchen. And you are serving Bhagavatam outside. And she screams from inside. So please, this screaming business must completely stop. And when the children are there, we should never create a situation. He said, I'll do it. This will give you a bit of qualification to come to this Krishna. No difference from Krishna literature. As soon as we come to this point, then we understand Bhagavatam as a whole. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Amal Puran. No mal, no dirt. Material contamination is completely absent here. If Shukadeva Goswami certifies that there is no material contamination in the pages of Bhagavatam, then can there be any dirty feeling regarding the relationship of Krishna with the gopis? Shukadeva Goswami will tolerate that? A pure devotee like Shukadeva Goswami, we need to have tolerated this nonsense. It's only unripe knowledge which we have obtained. For knowledge is very precarious regarding these things. And that's why we don't understand. We lose our faith and we cannot increase the faith in the public at large. We should study Krishna thoroughly well. And as soon as you study him, you know what is he like. And then everything becomes clear. As soon as your existence is pure, that purified existence will give you purified intelligence. And purified intelligence will give you completely pure mind. And completely pure mind will favorably control your senses. And as soon as this train is going on into your life, the whole thing will be completely purified. And with a pure attitude to go to Bhagavatam, like a televised program, you will have every leela of Krishna to be televised in your heart. Nobody, somebody tells you that I am going to give you Gopi Bhav, or I am going to give you Radha Bhav. It's all nonsense. These bhavas cannot be given by one man to the other. All living entities are completely under the control of the three modes of material nature. So we ourselves are also victimized by those natures. How can I pass on that bhava to you? My bhava is contaminated. So please remember this. Television program is not performed in that box. It is in the studio. It is relayed from there. And automatically, if you have the receiving set, then you can get that. And again, it should have on the same wavelength. There's so many stations. When you will catch Doordarshan, then your set must have the same wavelength. So our wavelengths also should be completely same to receive the Krishna Leela. And same wavelength means completely purified existence. Then that Leela will be automatically televised in your heart. There is no need of worrying about it. That stage is bound to come. And then another thing again regarding the Gopi Bhav and Radha Bhav, you should remember. Bhav in Sanskrit means price. And by this cloth. So I feel the fabric of the cloth. Like this, we feel the fabric. When you buy. So the fabric is fine, the bhava is more, the price is more, isn't it? If the fabric is rough, then the bond will be less. That is natural. If rough fabric you want to buy, you can get cheaper. But if you want to nice fabric, you will pay more. So this is how our bhakti has also fabric. The devotion service has a fabric. So you feel the fabric of your devotion service. If you are short in it, then you can never have a bhav. Your bhav will go down. And if your bhakti fabric is very fine, then what will you give that bhav? Nobody can tell you that I can give you bhav. If your rough fabric is there, you can't give any bhav at all. What to talk of bhav? So this is how, on our own endeavor, to understand the pages of Bhagavatam, particularly the first and second canto, you cannot have fine fabric. Bhakti fabric can be disturbed by any irrelevant attitudes. Even I am envious of somebody, my bhakti goes down. If I hate somebody, my bhakti is damaged. If I try to pinch something from somebody, my bhakti is damaged. If I look lustily somewhere, my bhakti is bankrupt. Then your bhakti cannot have the fine fabric. So if there is no fine fabric, the bhava will automatically go down. And the other way, there is nothing to mention about it. That if your fabric is improving and these things are under your grip, then bhava will increase. And then you can understand automatically the intricacies of Krishna's behavior with the ramses of Vraja. This is the main thing to understand. And with this clarification, and much more than this, I will give you a nutshell, but please improve. Try to improve at least, and Krishna will be merciful to you to bring this, to bestow upon you, the purified existence. And as soon as the purified existence, near about we reach, the more you will be able to understand, relish the pages of Bhagavatam. Otherwise it's not possible. We are trying very hard, but we are just trying superficially. We don't want to change our behavior. We don't want to change our mental attitudes. It's a completely rubbish at the moment. And nobody tells us these things. Somebody has to hammer it out on our brain continuously. And then only we make out about to improve our behavior. And with this, we will be able to understand the pages of Bhagavatam. And that is Puranam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranam Amalam. There is no material contamination in this. But to the degree which you are not contaminated materially, to that degree you will understand. But you will have some bhava. Maybe it is Gopi bhava, Radha bhava, whatever. Nothing will be imposed on you. It depends upon our own endeavor and favorable endeavor. That is the thing to be remembered. And as soon as you come to this amalam side, then yes, Vishnava nam priyam. This amal quality is definitely liked by Vaishnavas. It is nice to be amal. So there is no difference between Bhagavatam and Vaishnavas. And we know there is no difference between Bhagavatam and love. So eventually, the quality of the love and the quality of the devotee become same. The quantity may be different. But quality should be same. Human body, I mean say human being, we'll have human child. Cow, we have cow child. Buffalo, we have buffalo child. Buffalo can never have human child. So far. I don't know about cloning or whatever. But, please, this is a rule. Nobody can change this. If you want to have the human child, there must be human being as a father. This thing is a human. Amar Puran is not different from Krishna. So you must be Amal to understand the Amal Purana and to approach the Amal Supreme Absolute Truth. Therein, material contamination doesn't have existence. And once this point is clear, then we go to the second man. In this Purana, Yasmin, Paramahansam, it is regarded that it is the monopoly of the Paramahansa. And we know Swan. That if you mix water and milk into him and offer it to him, then he can sit only milk and neither water. So our nature also becomes like this. We have television, we have so many types of cameras, we have so many other types of enjoyments, but we are completely off it. Nothing touches us. This is normal attitude. We are in the ocean of electronics. But we have, to our requirement, we have laptops or this or that, and we are very eager just to use it for Krishna, for nothing else at all. There is so many other things that are in computer. And day by day, there are so many types of computers that are coming up. So then there is no end to it. But we are completely satisfied with the minimum requirement. There is Amal. And with this qualification, you become Amal. So you can approach Amal Puran. And Amal Puran, if you can approach Amal Puran, then you can approach Amal Lord very easily. If you want to see, test your devotional service, then lock yourself in the room and see how long you can tolerate Bhagavatam. I think somebody will come out 5 minutes, this is not the way, no, fair enough. And then bang the book and everything. Then banging the book will never help you at all. Then better to bang this book and take the book, other book which you love. Please, please. This is the pattern. Yasmin Paramahansa, ekam amalam jnanam parigiyate. In these pages, there is only one jnana, one without second. And the Paramahansas only, the transcendent forms, only can recognize this one knowledge. The other, all living entities have different ways, you know. The different Babas are there and so many things are coming up. And Prabhupada very rightly mentions that in India, every village has an incarnation. So these things have no end. So the Bhagavatam sets you right. And he brings you to one level. And nothing is seen again. You can't see anything. But you can very well visualize. Think about it. I watched here. I don't see anybody here. But I know that somebody might have a factory, watch factory. Somebody might have invested money in it. Definitely, I don't see them. Then somebody might have brought the machines. Then there is some place. Some workers might have worked for it. They might assemble it. Then after getting ready, then the store is sold to the wholesalers. The wholesaler might have sold to the retailers. And from the shop, somebody might have bought. And some other rate has come to me. I don't see this train, but it should be there. It is there. We definitely believe. So without that, the watch doesn't come to me. See, this is the case for the watch. Such a regular thing is going on. Every day, the sun rises in time, sets in time, seasons are changing, everything is growing. You sow the wheat and wheat is growing. You know that you sow wheat and the millet comes out. Nothing irregular thing is there. So there must be somebody made it. And this way, we increase our faith. And then as soon as we pray, faith will increase. Then you become Paramahansa. Yasmin Paramahansa, ekam amalam jnanam parigiyate. With ek jnan, vyasayatma bhavati, ek iha kuru kuru. Two buddhi is only one. And the same thing is repeated in the first verse, seed verse, as you are studying. This is the first seed verse. You already are studying. Sarvatatparam. This is ekam. He says, "Aham eva, certainly, me, I am." He says, "Well, you could have used eva word. Eva means certainly, nishchit. There is no doubt about it. Aham eva asam agre. Before this creation, I was existing." And somebody says, he should be person, that goes without saying. I go, I run, I eat. This person is there. He says, aham eva asam agre, again he repeats the same thing. Ekam param ekam jnanam giyate. The transcendent knowledge is only one. Ekam jnanam pari giyate. In the pages of Bhagavatam, ekam jnanam is some. And Bhagavad Gita repeats the same thing. But again, ekam is there. If you leave this ek, then there is many branches. Then unending things are going on. So we are not interested in it. And that is the understanding of the first verse. Ahamevasamagre, naam yat. Nothing else. Self, asat, cause or effect, nothing stands. Then, second line, paschadaham yade tach. After annihilation of this, also, I will be there. There are innumerable instances in Bhagavad. And he proves that after annihilation also, he remains. After big devastation, final devastation, Brahma also vanishes. But even then he remains there. And because he is there, the whole thing takes rest in him. He is the transcendental resting place. Paramidam, Nidanam. Nidan means resting. Everything rests in him. So there is nobody who can the rest. All these ingredients, whatever great elements, then Mahatvata, etc., and all the tendencies, all the senses, all the living entities, everything takes rest in him. And then again, when the time is right, again they come back. Bhutva Pradhyate. This is the evidence of the first verse. And you go to any verse from Bhagavata, there is a nice verse again from Bhagavata. We'll see how this verse is there. Ahamevasamevasamevade. I'm just giving only one example of the verse. These are four very important verses. And now see, there is another verse. The Nateve Dhuswati Ratimi Vishnu. Durashaye Vahi Atmanina. Sande Upniyamana. Andhara Sande Upniyamana. Tevisya Tante Udam Nivada. Very nice words again. He says, Na Tevi Dhuru. No means not. Te means they. Nateve Dhuru. Have you got it? Read it. What do you remember? Research article. Yes? I repeat this.
Signing.
You searching up? Nate Viduru, Swata Gati Vishnu. None is not. Te means they. Viduru means no. Nate Viduru. They don't know. Swata Gati Vishnu. Our own selfish interest is in Vishnu. That the public at large doesn't know. What to talk about public? Among ourselves, we don't know. Oh, it is very serious. We are not serious. That proves that we like this idea. And our own interest is to take the shelter of Vishnu. Nataya Vidhu's part of the thing is. The result is Durashaya. They're completely frustrated. Here is because you have left your father. The child is very safe till he holds the father's finger. Then he can walk on the road, busy road also. He is at ease because he knows that his father will protect. But as soon as the child leaves the father, father is helpless. So the father and mother, so far as they can, they will never leave their children alone. But the children pick her up some years, they grow up and then they go away. Father and mother can't do anything. Till they are under protection of father and mother, they are completely safe. This is our position also. But we have forgotten that our own selfish interest is to take shelter in Vishnu. So we are going to be frustrated. And then what happens? Bahi Hatamanina. We want to have some shelter. So we have to try to go to the restaurant, try to go to the bingo hall, try to go to the cinema hall, or whatever. And we get more frustrated. And then wherever you go, Andhaya Tandaya Upniyamana, there is blind people, Andhaya. You are blind. The people whom to you approach, they are also blind. So how can the blind lead the blind? And if they try to lead, then both are blind, so they fall into the ditch, both of them. what date is that? Tevi Ishatantaya Guru Namibada. Ishatantra is there in the form of three modes of material nature. And they are known as dam, rope. And these three modes of material nature, in the form of rope, they strongly bind these living entities who are unsafe. They have left their father. And so they are victimized by these three modes of material nature. Now herein, again, this Aham-Nirvasamadhyay helps you. In the three verse, we have digested that he is all in all, in any situation. That is, creation, maintenance, and deletion. Not only that, but before creation he is there, and after annihilation also, he is there. So this is the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any verse will reveal this principle. And that is the meaning of the seed verse. Seed means it exists in every plant of the branch of the tree, that is seed. If the mango tree is there, the juice will flow in all over the tree. It's not the branch that will have juice, or the trunk doesn't have juice. When the seed has the juice, so that juice will be distributed. This is how you should check the verses of Bhagavatam with these four seed verses. I'm sorry we are coming to the end of the time.
There's no class.
No class? Oh. So we can go on for it. So the things are clear so far. Have any comments or questions? Then, so think of it. If you want to ask anything, yes?
Is there any difference between being pure on the intellect?
There is a sequence. You have the senses, and the controlling sense is mind. And mind is guided by intelligence. And our soul is next door, neighbor, to intelligence. This is a sequence. Indriyani karani avuhu. Indriya pya param manaha. Manasastu paya buddhi. Buddhe paratastu sarva. Sarva is our soul. And this is the sequence. Bhagavad Gita is all in all. You must learn, if possible, all the verses by heart. At least you should learn 7 chapters, 2nd chapter, 7 chapter, 12th and 15th. Must. And few other important verses. But this continuous study should be going on. Now this sequence is there. So suppose the senses are purified. My eyes are trying to purify. This is the window through which all the sins go in. And all over the body, this is the only open window through which we take. So if I can regulate my eye, tadikshan, they can only see the Lord. If I only feel my Lord, if I only think about the Lord, if I only sincerely follow the Lord, then that eye is purified. And how it is purified? Because I am completely unthinkingly attached to my Lord. And my Lord says in 15th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, that mamaya vamsaji bhutatanana. So all these jivas are my part and parcel. So I don't see the different outward garments, but I see the soul. So who becomes in front of me? It is the soul and not the body. So there is no difference for me in the lady or a man or a child or educated or poor or rich or whatever. There is no difference at all, no discrimination at all. This is purification of my eye. In the same way, there is a purification of tongue, the purification of ears, and it goes on like that, the unending process. But please don't worry about this. Yasyasya bhakti bhavati asya akinchana. Sarvai gunahi tata samasati sura. This is a verdict of Bhagavatam. Yasyasya bhakti bhavati akinchana. Those are unclearly attached to Krishna. Yasyasya bhakti bhavati akinchana. Sarvai gunahi tata samasati sura. All good qualities are assembled automatically there. As soon as you know, you have unflinching devotion. You don't have to try to control your eye. You don't have to try to control your ears separately. But only one thing you have to follow. Ekam jnanam parigiyate. That is the meaning of Bhagavatam. If you only follow one one jnana. Then there is a sequence, but there is no difference. As soon as the indriyas are purified, as soon as the senses are purified, mind is definitely going to be purified. And as soon as the mind is purified, intelligence cannot be contained in it. And as soon as the contamination is removed from intelligence, it is very near to the soul. And soul by nature is non-contaminated. It doesn't matter. The soul doesn't touch anything material. This is the sequence. So there is no discrimination, but the chain is to be purified. It is not that the mind is purified and soul remains contaminated. The purification flows everywhere. It's a process. And it's a continuous flow. It may flow from intelligence to mind, mind to senses, or it may flow from senses to mind and mind to intelligence. So that the main impelling force to purify your existence is coming from soul. And soul is always accompanied by super soul. Krishna is our father. So he manifests in the localized Paramatma manifestation. And in the localized Paramatma manifestation, he definitely, without exception, accompanies us in any form of the body. In a mosquito as Krishna. In germ, microscopic germ also as Krishna. This is Ekam Jnanam Parigyanam. That whole thing is emanating from him, and he is flowing through everything. That is Aham Eva Samaya Agre Nanam Dhyan Sarva. And then the same word, as the second street word also. Once you grasp this idea that he is all in all, then second verse is emanating from it. Rupaya samyat pratiyata, na pratiyata jatmani. Tad vidya atma mayam yathavasara tathatama. Very nice verse. And this is a prime instruction for us conditioned living entities. Rupaya samyat pratiyata. Whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without connection, it is my connection. You must know your orders. It is a request. Tadvidya, you please, you know, definitely you must know that it is my immediate energy. And that's why in Vedic culture, everything is devoted to the Supreme Master Truth. Even when we open the new shop, for the Lord is there. Puja is carried on, Abhishek is going on, some Kirtan is going on. And then again in the shop also we have some corner, please there is an angle altar. Or other people, we have a big office in America, Lachua. And in the office, it's like a temple. Kirtan is going on, prasad is prepared, and people are very, very happy to work. It's very radical. And you'll be surprised to know that he goes to his office in these clothes only. And here we see so many people in church as if we can't wear anything else. Please convert your lifestyle first, and then you should remember one thing, that people not only hear us, they see us, and by seeing they learn more than by hearing. This research was carried out in that by hearing they learn only 7%. And then by seeing they learn 35%. And then by associating they learn 100%. So these things. We should be not discriminating ourselves that we are playing a part in one way and then we are changing it into something else. We should be arguing. Straightforward. Anywhere, whatever we are, that's it. That is straightforward attitude will give you very nice potency to peep into these verses, and it will give you the transcendental intelligence to compare the verses to the seed verses. And you will see that these seed verses are all present in the verse which we are discussing, or any verse you take. And these are our research. There is no other research to be carried out. This is the thing, vicharana param. That should not be heard Then the second stage is through Patana. We have studied here since how many months you have studied? 6 months? What are 4 months? And still you are continuing, isn't it? So you are studying. And then Vicharanaparo, you are thinking about it. And these three things will give you unflinching devotional service. Bhaktya, Vimuchena, Nagara. And by that bhakti, you will completely getting rid of the contamination of the material existence, which is completely infected by the three modes of material nature. That is what Bhagavad Gita also says. Mam Chayoga Vibhicharana Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sav Nam Samrata Ityana Dharma Bhuyaya Parvati. Very easy way he says. Krishna says, Mam Chay, only me. Oh, Vibhicharana. Vibhicharana means prostitution. Oh, Vibhicharana means no prostitution. Only one husband. Then thou go to worship me, regarding only one supreme aspect, truth, never deviating from me, the mantra of Vibhicharana, bhakti yogena sevate, and loving devotional service is there. Then what happens? Sir, that living entity, gunan, samataityan, all the material modes, they cross over. And what happens then? You are qualified, brahma bhuvaya sarvade. You are qualified transcendently to enter into Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or even in the internal potency. And you have full idea of his internal potency because of the touch of Bhagavatam and his mercy. And if he is really merciful, you will be completely changed in the meeting. And this happens within no time. There is no delay. Bhavamina Chirasparta Minya Vishita Chaitasam. What is that word? This will be accepted. Kesha Dikta Svisham, Avasta Sakta Jisam, Avasta Hidati Dukham, Deva Dhirvata. Esu Sarvani Kermani, Mani Sanna Simatara, Anamne Naiva Yugena, Maam Dhyan Dukvasade. Kesha Maam Kamundata, Mukha Sansara Sagara, Bhavani Mukhira Sakta, Mani Avishita Jisam. These living entities who perform the activities for me and who are unconsciously attached to my devotional service. Teshama Samudrata, and here I pick them up from the material left. Bhavani Teshama, what is Teshama Samudrata, Vritya Sansara Sagara. This is Sagar, this is the ocean of Vritya Sansara. Janma Jaravidhi, Janma Vritya Jaravidhi. These four things are Sagar, this is the ocean. I pick them up from that ocean, and Bhavani Teshama without delay, no fear, no delay at all. Bhavamina Siddharpartha. Why? Mayavishita Chaitasam. Their whole hearted mind and heart and everything, the whole existence, is completely absorbed in me. And the same thing he repeats in this Hridaya Samyat Pratiyata. Madhidhyata Dharma. That which is not connected to me, Tad Vidya, you must know. That is my. And unless you come to this, you cannot be liberated from the miseries of birth, death, disease and old age. You cannot get out of the vicious circle of this again and again, squeezing yourself into the different wounds according to your species of existence. Please, don't delay. Delay is dangerous. And you have already studied, and you have come, I know that you are studying verse by verse. Please now henceforth, whichever verse comes, try to take these verses, these seed verses, and try to test that verse is there. In this, because we are not attached to Vishnu, that's why we are in trouble. So again he says, that which is not connected to Vishnu is a misery. So same thing is repeated. Rukhayatam yat pratiyata, na pratiyata, tad vidyadatma maya. If Vishnu is not there, frustration is there, because you are playing with illusory energy. And illusory energy means there is nothing there. And the completely false impression we are running after it, or we are afraid of it. In Bhagavatam, that example is given that rope is lying in darkness, and we regard it as a snake, and we are afraid. Frankly speaking, there is no snake at all. But at the same time, rope is not false. This is the Guhya. This is a confidential point. The rope is real. But to take the rope as a snake is Maya. But because the rope is there, it helps us to have the illusion. If rope would not have been there, we would not have any illusion. So Maya is also the energy of Krishna. He gives us something which we take otherwise. He has given us a nice material world, a nice situation. So we think that, oh, I am the king of the situation. So we don't see him at all. Can they see him? Because his existence is there, material world is existing. Mataha paratanam nanyat kinchidasti dharmasya. This is the meaning of it. If mataha paratanam nanyat kinchidasti, if there is nothing apart from me in this planet or anywhere, then how can you ignore him? And if you ignore him and do the activities independently, then you are going to be victimized by the illusory energy. So that is what Prabhupada also says, that put Krishna in the center. Always you should, for any activity you do, you should be connected to Krishna. Our shop is also connected, our houses are also connected, our whole life is also connected, and then we are qualified to enter into the internal potency instead of the external potency.